Okay, welcome to the Danville Planning Commission meeting. This is Wednesday, April 19th. Wasatch County Services Building, Conference Room B, 55-75. First item on the agenda is public comments.
Would you like to welcome our guests first?
No. So, anyway, do we have any?
Strong chair.
Okay, Kim Crittenden, town clerk recorder, but as a member of the public, I would just like you all to know that we do have upcoming elections. There are two town council seats that will be coming available. There will be more information distributed soon, but I just wanted to mention that. It'll be on the website, and also, of course, I will email you all the information. But it's town council seats, which are elected. Planning commission seats are appointed. So it doesn't affect you. However, if you know anybody that would like to run to town council, I think it's important to just let people know.
Do we know whose seats are coming available?
It will be the two seats that are available, and they are welcome to run again.
Right.
So are Mary Duggan and Barry Dixon. So they could choose to run again. They could choose not to run again. But we have two town council seats available. It's a four-year term beginning January 1st, 2024. That's all I have.
Thank you. Move to item two, which is business license renewal. And Wes's Auto Shop.
Wes's Sweat.
Across the street here. That does all the shit.
So Wes's Auto Shop has been, had a business license for several years, and I apologize that I didn't put it in your packet, but the reason I didn't is the copy that I made was also with the check, and it seemed not prudent to put somebody's routing number on something that you all would take home. Not that that's a problem, but what if it, you know, got in other people's hands?
Good choice.
But it's just, it's a home business. He does it on the side. Any complaints against the auto shop?
Well, I live across the street and I didn't know it existed.
That's a good thing.
Okay. I live further across the street and I didn't know it existed either.
Well, I did.
Do you have any concerns?
Not with Wes, I don't.
Alright.
Okay. There are no concerns. I call for a vote. Or a motion, excuse me.
I'll make a motion that we approve the license renewal for Wes's Auto Shop.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, call for the vote.
Ben, yes. Banginer, yes.
Horner, yes.
McGinn, yes.
Skinner, yes.
Okay, motion carries.
It's kind of hard when you're not in line, isn't it?
I know, I
wasn't
sure that was first or last.
First
things
to
he says that when adjourn is the only other vote that we have coming.
Oh, darn. No adjournment.
Okay, you're on.
We have a motion. No.
Okay.
So we had a special meeting a few weeks ago talking about Section 8. Daniel Code, and mainly those sections referring to storage units. So tonight it would be good if the council voted for a four-month moratorium, but for that to be long enough, we really need to make a recommendation for any code changes tonight so that they can have that for their next meeting.
The moratorium went into effect in October.
What was the moratorium again?
4 months.
No storage.
No storage clause.
No consideration of any storage in any zones.
Well, other than if you're going to put a tough shed in your backyard that's within code, that's mine.
Exactly, any.
Commercial.
Commercial or on an RE5, if you're going to.
Going to rent it.
Store someone's trailer.
Came up with two proposals. You weren't here. Kip, I don't know that you were here.
I wasn't.
So the first was section 3A.
Do we have copies of these in our packet?
Yeah, I think so.
The proposals?
8-3A.
The proposals that were made in that work meeting?
They were, you have it in your minutes. You have minutes from both work meetings and the actual meeting. And then you also were.
So it's section 8.
8 dot.
8 dot 10.
This part right here.
8 dot 10. Dot 2.
Yeah.
Permitted accessory uses.
Close to 8 dot 10 dot.
So can I interrupt for a minute? So what I did, and I hope it's helpful, is the section 8 is gigantic. It was like 260 pages. So what I did was I went through the code. I switched it up a bit. I made it single spaced instead of double spaced and whatnot. And I copied the sections that I thought were most appropriate. So you have land use and development in there. You have general plan. You have definitions, because that seemed to be a sticking point all of the time. Like, well, what does this mean? What does this mean? So that's what the town code says definitions mean. Then you have residential, RE5, commercial, and industrial. So that's why this packet is so large. But I felt like it was important to give you all of that information, and I did it in a way that you guys can make notes and write on it. And I know that it's all on your iPads, but I didn't put things like the mountain zone and, you know, the, yeah, just all the stuff that actually didn't matter. But
so Pam, it's almost all the way to the back, page 44, I think, is right.
Thank you. And these numbers are because I shrunk everything down. So if you go to your iPad, it's not going to be the same numbering.
Correlate.
Just so you know, it's not going to correlate.
It's 144 on your iPad.
I'm just telling you. So.
What's the section?
I've just had it up since last meeting.
Yeah, what's the section?
8.10.2, I think.
Oh, okay.
It's number 3 under
8.10.02.
8.10.0.
And that's on page 43 of our handout.
Yeah.
So the permitted, yeah, down at the bottom
at the
of page,
top.
Page 44, at least on this copy, it's got 3 in parentheses. It says permitted accessory. Yeah. So we talked about 2 options as a change here. One, as this reads now, accessory uses and structures are permitted in the commercial zone provided they're incidental to and they do not substantially alter the character or principal use of the structure. So that all incidental to has been the hang up just from a, what exactly does that mean? How do you define that? So I think it was your concept on has nexus to the principal use. So basically striking provided they are striking incidental to through the, and it becomes permitted in the zone provided they have nexus to the principal use or structure.
So now define nexus.
Basically directly tied is, I don't know if we did we.
Because somebody would wonder that.
Yeah, it's
Eric was talking about that.
Yep.
The lawyers are using that.
That's it's a legal term that they use. It has to have a direct connection. So it has to be related to that use, and that's a finer line than a long
connections, a connection or series of connections linking two or more things.
And I don't know if it's in, but I included the definition sections in there, so Because if we're going to change definitions, then it may, you may or may not want to.
Include that?
Yeah, exactly.
The word nexus in the definition section.
Yeah, and make that a little bit firmer in two places.
Yep. So, yeah, you're saying A, we would change as well. Is that what you were just summarizing?
Well.
He just added.
I'm just saying there's a whole section of definitions that apply to the code.
So we might want to include the word in the definition section.
Yeah, if we're going to change something and it, and that's not in the.
Because that word is not a common use word in normal life.
Not till you get to court.
Yeah, exactly. It's not normal life.
Well, that's normal anymore.
Well, that's unfortunate, but you're quite right.
So then your take, correct me if I'm wrong, was rather than has nexus to try to close the gap, just adding another bullet under that basically says storage is prohibited, right?
Yeah, I softened a little on that though, so not to say that I wouldn't say that we'd do that too, but I'm just. I mean, we also talked about having a percentage and saying it's no more than, say, 10% of the square footage of the
lot.
The project. And then we'd like, is it the lot? Is it the building? Is it the.
So I think it seemed like we were talking square footage of the development or of the buildings, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then that's what percentage you put on it.
But then you got somebody that buys a 5-acre parcel and they put a building on there that's 5,000 square feet, and then the whole rest of the other 4 acres is storage, but it's not a building.
Well,
that's not.
So
outdoor storage.
Yeah. So what's the, just to throw out a number, the 10% of the square footage?
Well, that was for a building.
This is for structures, not structures. Outdoor storage independent.
That might be a different topic.
Which I think outdoor storage is already covered under site obscuring fence and all. I don't remember the exact verbiage, but that one's already spelled out definition-wise. We could revisit that too, but this is structure specifically.
Okay. Is there a reason why we can't just say no more storage units?
No, there's no reason we can't.
That's what I lean towards doing. I think we have enough already. Let's take away the gray area and let's just say no more.
Well, I think you got to be careful. Remember what we talked about. If you don't give them a place to go, they can go anywhere. So you have to give them a spot.
What do you mean by that?
If it's not in the code that you don't allow it somewhere, then they can go anywhere. It's like a sexually oriented business we talked about. If you don't have a spot it can go, then it's open all the way across. If you have a spot it can go, that's where they go. And so that's why the storage we have is in industrial. Because that's where they wanted it to go.
That's why I asked the question. Is there a reason why we shouldn't?
That's
a good reason.
Just you will come across that.
Of course.
But
this is commercial. We could say commercial no though, and limit it in industrial.
Absolutely.
Limit it in industrial if we wanted to.
Just none in commercial. Forget the nexus and stuff, and just none in commercial.
And this is commercial zone, so we can do it right here.
So where do we have the industrial in front of us, or no?
It's in there.
It's in there.
Anybody know the number?
I bet it's pretty close to the same
page or anything.
455.
Industrial zone is
55 starts it,
and the little that goes to what we're talking about.
Covers parking, loading, and access.
Storage, number 4, page 58. I haven't read it yet, but I just spotted the word storage. Number 4, at the bottom-ish. On page 58, storage.
All storage and outside activities except loading and unloading shall be closed for the building.
Yeah, that I don't think is.
Nope, that's site obscuring, that's outside. shall not be permitted to the both sides.
Some place we're okaying it in industrial, that's why they were asking for industrial.
So that's not it.
Do we have the whole industrial zone stuff here?
It's all the industrial.
Yeah, that's all the industrial.
Is it one of the permitted uses?
Must be. And same under conditional.
Warehousing and storage services, 6370. The use, principal use?
Yep.
Except 6372, and we don't know what that is.
Did we look that up?
We might have, but I don't remember what it is. And I really don't have internet, so.
Okay.
Maybe it's in commercial.
So there's not really any, as far as I can see.
6372?
Anything that's similar to comments on storage as there are in commercial and industrial.
Yeah, there's not a 6372.
We need to know what 6372 is.
Except, but it's except. Is that an old?
So a lot of that, like in the RA5, there was hog farming.
Yeah.
So that use was not allowed in the RA5 zone. So that's why they have certain exceptions, that yes, it's allowed, but this is a problem. So they usually make that a conditional use, or it can't be in that zone.
I don't see 6372.
Anyone with an iPad search on it?
You can't search, can you?
Depends on what software you set on.
Yeah, I don't have. Did we do that Adobe thing yet? Do you know?
And I didn't realize that the website was down. But Chris, I talked to him several times, and he's trying to make this searchable, so it's searchable for everything. Rather than just that. We'll see. I'm going to work on it next week rather than just getting Adobe.
I'm going to see if it was saved as a Word document. We could pull it up in Word via the Office 365, but it's a PDF, so I don't.
I can save it as a Word document. The document that I printed off, I did as a Word document so I could play with
Okay.
the spacing.
Might be worth.
Say, okay,
if you've got an original version, you can save as a Word.
I'm happy to do that. And like I said, I was going to print the entire thing off, and I had a bid to find about it and whatnot, but like it was 260 pages, so it would have been.
It's a lot, yeah.
So
yeah.
I have a pretty.
I can do it in a Word.
So 6372 is Stockyards.
Okay.
Oh man.
Where do you see that?
Right. That's here where we wrote it last time we looked it up.
Okay.
Good thing, because I'm like, I have a pretty old one, and I don't have it written down. In fact, my note on 6370 is, do we remove it? Question mark.
Yeah, 6372 equals Stockyards.
Stockyards, okay.
And I believe that has been overridden by the legislature 2 years ago now.
That you can't do that?
Stockyards are allowed. Any place that's agricultural allows Stockyards.
Hmm.
That's what happens. You start limiting, then somebody calls the legislator.
Mm-hmm.
They write a rule, say, okay, you're no longer regulating that. That's why you have ADUs.
Mm.
That's what happens. That's why it's important to keep up on the legislature.
Thank you.
You're assuming you listen.
Yeah, I don't know.
You have to keep up with what they do.
Yeah.
All right, so we still have under permitted uses. Similar, if not identical, statement on page 56, right in the middle, under, it's number 3, under the numbered permitted uses.
Okay.
Accessory uses and structures are permitted in the industrial zone, provided they're incidental to and do not substantially alter the character of the permitted principal use or structure. So that, I think, is where the Nexus and a percentage would apply, right?
Yeah, if you decide not to do them in commercial, then yeah.
Okay.
Anybody opposed to?
Is that what everyone's thinking about then?
Is anybody opposed to the commercial?
Getting rid of it?
Prohibited in commercial?
No, I think it's good.
I don't think Bridger is based on prior discussions and meetings, but I think that passes.
And also in RA5 zone?
So let me just ask you, yeah, it's not permitted anywhere except right now in industrial, is what we're.
What we're trying to propose.
Yep.
But where did it have the adjacent to or whatever it was? What number is that?
56, kind of in the middle of the page under industrial.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll go with commercial though.
44?
Yeah, 44 at the bottom of the page.
Accessory building.
So we would basically get rid of that whole three section.
Okay, permitted accessory.
And or replace it with storages.
No, because this isn't just storage that it's talking about.
Good point. So we would add, and we have A, B, C, we'd add a D.
A D that just says storage.
Storage buildings.
Well, is storage listed in one of these numbers permitted? Principal uses, is storage in there? I'm looking right now.
I don't think.
Commercial or?
Not industrial.
Commercial, yeah, it is not. Okay, I'm looking to make sure it's not there.
Yes.
Because we want to remove that.
And I don't think it is in industrial either listed.
It is.
Warehousing and storage services is.
So we could add a D.
6370.
So it's not listed in the commercial zone as a permitted principal?
No.
Correct.
Perfect. Well, we don't want it to be, but that's, I just want to make sure it wasn't stuck in there somewhere.
Conditional, but I don't see it there either.
All right, so we add, we already have A, B, C. Do we want to do anything with the language on incidental too? Are there any other hangups?
Are you talking on industrial?
We're talking on, that's
commercial.
Commercial.
Let's do one at a time.
So page 44 at the bottom.
At the bottom.
For us at the bottom, for you. That's at the bottom too, look at that.
I'm used to being at the bottom.
No comment.
So number three would be eliminated?
No.
That whole paragraph, or what are we?
No, I think we're just gonna specify that storage structures.
And a D, A, B, C.
Yeah, we'll add a D. And then the question is, do we still want to be more clear on incidental too? Because there could be other permitted uses we're not thinking about that.
Yeah, I think
later trip us up on what is incidental too.
That
mean?
Wording change would be.
I think you still want to do the Nexus thing there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So why don't we get that done and then go to D, what we want.
Yeah,
so
you just cross out incidental from there all the way to the incidental.
So read
they
this
are Nexus 2.
Have the Nexus 2.
They, yeah.
So commercial zone, provided they are Nexus 2.
They have Nexus 2.
They have.
Nexus
the principal use
Nexus
or structure.
Nexus 2, the principal, well, no, no two does. The principal
Nexus
use.
2 and do not substantially alter. Why not leave that in there?
Okay.
You want to leave that? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so,
so instead of our incidental two, change it to have Nexus two.
Okay.
Does that make sense, Eric?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Kim, all we're doing is crossing out our incidental two and replacing
the last part. I have
with
incidental
Nexus
two principal user structure.
So we're getting
I don't
rid
have
of
change.
Our incidental two
change?
And adding have Nexus.
I don't know
two
that I read sentences and do not substantially alter the character of the
44
on
the
number
three.
So are you in?
I'm in commercial.
Okay.
Page.
Right. I was in. I mean.
It's 8102.
Yeah, that's where I was at. On A?
No. On 3.
We need to change A too, I think, to be worded the same way, though, technically. It's stated the same way.
A
so
is just when you read that last piece, it's not in A.
Incidental, so it's in three is where I was looking.
Okay.
Yep.
That's why I was like, where did that come from?
Okay. So then, Kim, same.
So A, take out incidental on that as well?
Have nexus.
Yep.
And we may want to do the same thing.
It is used in conjunction with or have nexus to.
Yep.
Is that how you would write that?
Yep.
Used in conjunction with or.
I wouldn't say or, I'd leave and.
And, yes.
Okay, that's fine.
Next page at the top.
On the next page.
Yeah, the very first one.
Okay.
They spell nexus, N-E-X-U-S.
Yeah.
Okay, and then we need to write a D.
Since we don't, we're not liking the word incidental, is the incidental bathhouse okay? I can't think of what difference that would make, but just darn it out there.
It's incidental to the swimming pool, is how I read that?
That's how I read it.
Nexus is just a tighter use.
Tighter word.
Yes, just a tighter use, makes that a direct connection instead of letting it float. And that's why I think we lost it in incidental, is what terminology are we using for incidental when he adds a second story?
This one to me, though, swimming pool is an incidental, but like that one's pretty clear. It's talking about swimming pool, not, and there's no gray in that in my mind, but I'm not an attorney.
Yeah. Yeah, there's gray in everything if you're an attorney.
The bathhouse.
They can make it
gray or try swimming pool.
Yeah.
Go clean the.
Or there's a place to change clothes.
Pool gunk off.
Could be a place to change clothes.
The pool gunk.
Pool pump.
You need a new pump.
I've got a patient right now that.
Sick from
pool. Maintenance. He maintains pools and hot tubs and stuff.
Is he good for you?
Nasty stories.
So we're proposing a D now underneath C.
Yeah.
Proposing a D.
Yep.
And the wording on D is no.
I'll defer to our chair.
I'm working on it, but I haven't got it.
What's the gist of what we want to say?
No storage units.
Storage units. Does that have to be?
We need to call them rental storage units.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying storage structures to be rented to. What I want to say is those that aren't involved in the business.
Right.
So yeah, maybe a third party would work.
Yeah, third party.
And the lawyers will correct us.
They will.
Third-party tenants.
If they don't, the other persons will.
Other lawyers.
The ones that are now judges.
Yes. Seems to be how it goes.
Okay, here's what I have so far. Storage structures to be rented to third-party tenants are not allowed.
Sounds good. But is that, when you say a structure, that's okay, except that then we have the campers and the whatever part.
That doesn't disallow.
Not what we're talking about that. I agree with you, but that's not what we're trying to.
It doesn't disallow building a big storage structure for your business.
Right.
It's like this guy on the corner that wants storage.
Because that's nexus to.
And I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah. Yeah, that is his business. But he's going to put them on the corner. But what we're saying is you can't build units to rent out to third parties.
Yeah, or.
I thought that's what he was thinking. With
build the building. I think he was, but we didn't give him much hope, I don't think. But
no,
I don't know.
You guys approved commercial zone, not industrial, and that's where it's allowed in the industrial zone.
Yeah.
You guys recommended
and
only
he was
commercial.
Asking for that particular parcel to be industrial.
Yeah.
He said no.
And that was for that reason.
Okay. All the more reason to get it right.
And another reason for doing it this way is they build the building, they build the storage units, somebody sells the storage units separate. You know, they get it built because we let them because there's the incidental, it's an incidental use, and then they sell it and it becomes a principal use, which we would not have approved separately. So I think this stops that.
So read it again, Gary.
Storage structures to be rented to third-party tenants are not allowed.
Storage structures.
Or we could say
just wordsmithing.
Do you want to put structures or units or spaces, or do you just want structures?
We're just talking about structures right now.
Yeah. Okay, I can say prohibited.
That just seems more definitive. When you say you're not allowed, I don't know. I have teenage kids. Prohibitive is stronger.
I agree.
They don't listen to either one.
Yeah,
that's true.
One of those two.
I feel.
I just say structures are prohibited.
Yeah. So the structures versus.
Not allowed is like the Delta lady about the smoking thing. It's not allowed.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's $10,000 fine though.
I like the way you wrote it, Gary.
Good.
I think prohibited is great. Let's just leave it that way.
So that'll be D under three.
I want to get from Bridget first.
Bridget gave up his chance.
Too late, we're just voting and moving on.
This is a working document.
Okay.
Doesn't mean you won't hear from me.
Since I created that, I can put all of this in red and send it out to you, and then you can comment back to each other.
So maybe, maybe a dumb question.
I don't think Gary's going to redline it. I think he's going to go tonight.
I think we need to send it to the council tonight.
Yes, because you have to vote on the recommendation to the council.
Yeah.
Right. And then if Bridget wants to change it, he could go to the council meeting.
What they're saying, as far as.
Where they have the public hearing and make comments.
He doesn't feel that strongly about it, you guys. He's just.
I enforce things all the time.
Bridget?
Yeah.
No, he's aligned.
Necessarily agree.
That's right, but can we?
What we're trying to get at is why he agrees with the words.
They sent the wrong person.
So, do we have any, maybe a dumb question, being specific to structures? Do we, does that open us up to you can have storage parking spots?
Well, I think that that's storage area was a different, is a different. We were talking about structures and now.
Remember where, you know, they have to have side obscuring fence and it can't be above the side obscuring fence.
Six feet.
There's no level.
This is, yeah, we're not allowing it in commercial. This is just.
Right, those wouldn't be allowed in commercial either because they're only allowed in.
So we're not.
Industrial.
Got it. Okay, I'm good then.
But then there's other sections about junk cars and all the other things that could be stored.
Yeah.
That they can't be stored, so I think we're okay on that one, but. Okay, now let's go on to page 56.
So I do have a question before we get out of commercial under conditional uses. It does say a conditional use, 810.03, automobile, truck, and trailer rentals.
Yeah.
So that's parked outside?
No, that's renting the truck, not renting a space to park the truck.
Okay, thank you for verifying. Got it. But they've still got a store.
Yeah.
To rent them.
But so does an auto dealership have to store cars?
So it's their business.
Same concept.
Okay. All right.
So it's like the guy that rents all the backhoes and whatever there. Same thing.
Okay. We're just talking about storage units.
Sunstate, is that what they're called?
Sunbelt.
Sunbelt.
Yeah.
Sunbelt. Thanks, Ernie.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, we're heading to page
56, I think.
57.
This is industrial.
Back to industrial. So, number three is what we're talking about amending. Permitted accessory uses. Right in the middle of the page, kind of. On 56.
I didn't see what I was looking for. Oh, yep, it is. Yeah, provided they have nexus to.
Accessory uses and structures are permitted in the industrial zone, provided they are.
They have.
They have nexus.
They
to.
Have nexus, H-A-V-E, nexus to, and do not substantially alter the character of the permitted principal use or structure.
Yep.
So just those two words are being changed.
Mm-hmm.
So what about a person?
1303.
We're talking page 56.
Right above that. Yes.
1302.3.
6600, number three.
So do we want to add a percentage to this?
Yep.
To further define substantially alter?
Well, what if it does have nexus to,
to the MCU.
Then would that percentage?
Do we care?
That's only the copy.
Limit, what could come there, you know?
Any CCIS.
I think if it has Nexus 2, you almost have to leave the size and scope of the building open, you know, like Mountainlands, for example. If they can only have so much storage, percentage-wise, that is still Nexus to their building, they couldn't do that.
Yeah, but we're talking about conditional use permits, so they would have to...
We're not right now, but what I was thinking is, could we change those to be accessory uses are a conditional use?
Oh, okay.
Because right now, it's not under...
I'm just throwing that out.
It's under the permitted principal use section.
Yeah. Well, the conditional use dumps it back on you.
I know.
You have to make that decision.
Doesn't it seem a little weird for any and all accessory structures to be a...
Conditional use.
Like, it seems somewhat standard. It should be a permitted use in most cases.
Well, I mean, that's what they're doing in the industrial zone, so that's your nexus. But, I mean, you could say that they're conditional uses, but that... When you do a conditional use, you put the conditions on A, B, C, and D. They can go and appeal each one of those, or one and leave the other, right. And so there's a lot more litigation with conditional uses than there is if it's spelled out.
And it's a lot more work for the planning commission.
Yeah, it's all back on you. The nexus, all the nexus does is give you the ability to make that direct connection.
And they have to prove that.
Right. Yeah, the burden of proof is on the applicant.
And I think I agree with doing the Nexus 2, but I wonder if we shoot ourselves in the foot by limiting what the size of that is once they've established the Nexus.
What I really want to say is they must have Nexus 2, and that Nexus has to remain in place.
So moves with the business. Or stays with the business.
Yeah, but you can't, because if I've got a business, and I'm in business for 5 years, and that storage section is Nexus 2 and meets everything with business A, and now I sell that business.
Mm-hmm.
But conditional use, don't you have to...
They'll have to reapply.
It's annually.
It's an annual.
The what?
The conditional use.
That's only if they put that condition on it. We've done a lot of conditional uses, and I haven't seen that for quite a while. I haven't seen that as a condition, so that won't come back up for a vote.
Doesn't automatically come up.
It doesn't.
So you approve...
It has to be one of the conditions.
Like the 10,000 square foot barn, that was not one of the conditions, so it's not like they have to come back every year and say, oh, do I have to tear it down, or can I keep it for another year? Which in some cases might be reasonable, but most probably not.
So the issue we've got with this Nexus 2 and industrial is business B. Because when business A comes in, we establish the Nexus at that, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. They sell out, what do we do with business B and the facility that is already there, right? So if I buy this property that has a storefront and a big storage unit out back, I want the storefront, and I'm just going to open another business that stores boats, and I'm going to take them to Deer Creek for $200 a dump.
Or I'm going to sell it to somebody that wants to do that.
You know, but is that a permittable use?
At that point, it wouldn't be, but it already is. It's done at that point. It's been built.
Well, it's built, but the use for that building has not been established as something, because that's technically, the way I read it, not a viable use of property.
So unless a good citizen A wants to go complain about it.
Correct. All it takes is them to violate a condition.
And then what?
Then the conditional use gets revoked. It goes to a hearing. Mike Peterson, I hate to bring him up, but he did that exact same thing across the highway over in the copper roof. He built the buildings, built the storage, then he sold the storage. And I had the same conversation with him, and I says, you can't create an illegal business. If you did that in Daniel, we'd shut you down, because that's an illegal business you just created. And he says, I won't ever build in Daniel again. Okay.
I knew this, Mike Peterson.
So it's, that's the way we've handled it before. So when he did sell, built the storage units up there on the 40, did
that's
sell
all
it.
All he ever does is develop and sell.
But he sold it all as one. So those storefronts are still attached to those storage units as incidental. And of course, the new owners didn't know anything about that until they came to get a business
license. Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Yeah.
They thought they were storage units.
Yeah, they didn't realize what it was. Yeah, and that's connected. That nexus has to be there.
Okay. Are we still within the law if we change storage units to a conditional use?
No. Because then we're going to have 1,000 of them wanting to come and get a conditional use.
Yeah, it's all back on you guys.
We just pulled our own teeth.
On industrial.
I'm saying an industrial only storage units are a conditional use.
But then you start setting a precedent.
Well, they can do it already. All I'm saying is you make it a conditional use so you can put conditions on it to say it has to stay with the business.
Then just put it in the code.
You can try and do that.
The least amount of conditional use stuff that we create, the less headache we're going to have.
Absolutely.
And the more teeth you have.
Yeah. And any land use training you go to will tell you that.
It's printed out. The rules are. It's not
conditional
to
use just set yourself up for.
Arbitrary and capricious.
Yes.
Okay. That's why we throw things out.
Yeah.
And then throw them out.
Yeah. So I'm happy with where we are and making this recommendation to the council.
Okay.
I'm inclined to agree with you.
With the commercial part. Have we both established
and the industrial?
Just the industrial have nexus to change. Yeah. So if the developer of business A sells and he's got a storage unit, and business B comes in and wants to do something different, there's not a lot.
They're not going to get a business license from what we just heard, so we are covered.
Okay, so what do we do when business B says, that's great, here's my business, and I plan to store my paint equipment and my masking tape in this 8,000 square foot storage unit, and now you start seeing dump trailers pulling in with couches and curio cabinets and beds and whatever into that Nexus building.
From an enforcement standpoint, then that gets a complaint against the business license, and the business license is revoked as a hearing before the council.
What if we put a...
After they paint the house, they're just selling furniture to them, so it's okay.
What if you put a percentage on the permitted and you defer any percentage above that to a conditional?
You can do that.
That gives us a little more purview into the plan, I suppose. It doesn't solve transitioning to business
correct,
B.
Yeah, I think any time we can eliminate a conditional use in any way, shape, or form, and I don't think we can enforce that, and it's going to tie up. You know, I only can have 10% storage, but really my business requires 40% of it storage.
Yeah, and it may make total sense.
You know?
That's my point. If it's a conditional use, then you
you get an explanation as to why it requires that much more storage.
But we can require that no matter what. What are you planning to put in? So here's your plat map, and here's what you're building, or you're purchasing this land, and it has a storefront and a huge warehouse, and they're coming to us with a business license and a business plan. We can ask that. Here's the facility. What do you plan to do with this? Right. Well, I only need the storefront, so I was going to go back in and wall off and make storage interior storage units in there. That's not a conditional use permit, so you've got to figure out something else to do with your big building back there. Well, then it doesn't. Then it's no longer cost effective for me to purchase your property and move my business into your town because I can't afford.
Sounds like a personal problem.
To buy. Well, no, it becomes a town problem because we lose revenue.
Well, somebody else might.
We lose our tax base. They might, and they might not. So you see what I'm saying?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I think with where we're at.
I think I'm good with where we're at, too.
It's hard to write code.
Yeah. Okay.
So be an exception.
Someone would like to make a motion?
So review where we're at. Just the Nexus 2,
okay.
And that's
here's,
all we're doing.
Yeah, three. The Nexus 2, then D in commercial where it says storage structures to be rented to third-party tenants are prohibited.
Fine.
And then the Nexus 2 on commercial.
Permitted accessory uses. Accessory uses and structures are permitted in the industrial zone provided they are Nexus 2.
Yeah, they have Nexus 2.
Which would be fine, because if that new business B
business license becomes the
has to,
and if it's being misused, then you've got
it's not Nexus 2.
Right, and the business licenses are coming here, remember. So those
correct.
Are the questions you get
that's
to
what
ask.
I'm saying that
before
I'm
it goes to
that.
Council, they're looking for a recommendation from planning on all business licenses. So
okay.
I'm good with that too.
Right. Entertain a motion.
Okay, this is complicated, so are you guys okay with me just taking general notes and then coming up with the firm motion, sending it out to you guys tomorrow to make sure that
no, let's just get her done.
I think
right
we
now,
can get it done.
Okay.
It's done. Then, it's
okay.
Not that complicated.
Okay, so let's start over. Well, this is a couple different things, so are we doing
do
these
okay,
all
so
the
page.
Do we
okay.
Motion,
I think we can do it all in one motion. We can
okay,
read what it should
motion.
Say.
Okay. Okay, so in the motion, we're going to replace incidental with Nexus.
Well, we have to have someone make the motion.
I would like to motion that we replace
that we recommend
incidental
to
we recommend to council revising the code from section 8.10. Is this 2 or 3?
I think you're in 2.
2?
2.
02.
8.10.02.
.02, number 3.
To read.
Yes, to read.
Okay, talk slow. Go ahead.
Accessory uses and structures.
Hang on just a second. This is on page 44 of the handout. Mm-hmm. And all you need to do is read the page 44,
right
number
there.
3.
Cross off
rather
R
than and right and everything.
Oh.
Cross off R incidental and put in that.
Oh, damn you.
Have you already scratched off your paper?
No, I actually already took that. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I'm not sitting next to him ever again.
You guys okay?
That's Nexus 2.
That's definitely Nexus 2.
I'm not sitting Nexus 2 him again.
All right, and then also in
keep going.
8. Eight.
Well, there's one vote against it.
Eight.
So I'm going to make that A.
Okay,
so what's B?
Well,
B is A. This is going to be confusing.
Part of 3A.
But 3A is the next change, exactly.
On
so
page
44 to 45, top of 45.
So we started right here, and we're now right here.
Okay.
And it's the exact same change.
See, and I took, okay.
Okay.
Nexus 2.
And then your last part of that is D.
D.
And I did not write that down.
And
there.
You can add
D
that
is,
to
yeah.
Here it is, right here.
This is D.
But can you include that in the motion before we hand it down?
As well as the addition of D under 8.10.02. dot two, number three.
D.
D, the addition of D to include storage structures to be rented to third-party tenants are prohibited.
I guess we could make that one motion, since that's all
we
commercial.
Are. Oh, it's
this whole thing.
This whole thing's one.
Motion's still going.
No, you're done.
Longest motion ever.
No, we're not.
Okay.
All right, the last part of this motion is an update to the industrial permitted uses under 8.13.02.
This is going to be C on the motion, just so you know.
Okay.
So C.
This actually should be D if we're counting, but update to 8.13.02.
Number three again.
Number three again.
Tell me the page.
56.
56.
Instead of our incidental, it reads have nexus.
So Kim, there's three have nexus updates, and there's one, the addition of D, which is prohibiting third party.
And this is four. And this is D.
Right.
Yes, yeah. Four different things.
Okay, is there any discussion on the motion?
I'll second it first.
Okay, that would be good.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Okay, any discussion? Okay, call for the vote.
Skinner.
Skinner, yes.
Bennett, yes.
Stranger, yes.
Horner, yes.
McGinn, yes.
Motion passed. Carries.
Cool.
Hey, Kip, can I have a celebratory lifesaver?
You deserve that for me.
Vote 9 for 6.
President?
Yes.
You guys are party animals.
Something like that.
Celebrating with life signals.
Yep. Over the edge, boy, wild group.
Okay, what's our next?
How about a definition for nexus in our definition section?
I don't think we need it. It's a common term.
It's a legal term.
It's a legal term.
Yep.
I still think we should add it because incidental is in there.
Incidental is defined?
Yeah, that's why I printed out that whole thing.
So we'll just replace it with nexus.
You can just put it.
Where is that?
It was in the.
Just Google it and put it in there.
8.04.
8.04.
Okay.
Yeah. Just replace incidental with nexus. We removed incidental from the.
Oh, maybe not.
We might have missed
maybe
one.
Maybe not in some
it
places.
It could say incidental in other places.
Other places. I'm trying to find that.
15, page 15. Accessory use, a use that is customarily incidental, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
Is customarily incidental to and found in connection with a principal or main use.
Subordinate to.
Okay, since they're using it that way.
That defines nexus to be perfectly.
Let the lawyers do it.
Yep, yeah. I think we're fine.
Okay. Totally fine. I want you to know what the code said.
Sorry, I already voted on the motion.
Hold on a sec. Number one here does say accessory building defined, a building or structure, the use of which is incidental and subordinate to the main building, and more than 10 feet away, blah, blah, blah. Good?
Because it is, but then we're also saying it has to have nexus to the principal use, so.
Yep.
So we're tightening it up.
I don't have an issue with it. I was just surprised at all of the actual definitions. So that because we went back and forth about what it's done, and that, and I just wanted you to see what the code says. Those
people. So we've kind of settled on our change to storage. What's our next hurdle to fix?
That was all we had. The other thing that
I
we
know
did
on our agenda, but that way we can be thinking.
Well,
no.
We're still working on general plan.
Yeah.
Maps and
the code about general plan. Because even though you all have general plan packets, I put the code about the general plan in there, so that you can look that over, you don't have to do it tonight, just to show that. General plan, I think, was the second or third. Like I said, I only.
General plan.
803.
12.
Oh, here we go.
Page 12.
But we can't work on the general plan because it's not on the.
Agenda.
No, that's totally fine, I think that's good for you to look that over.
Next on the list, kind of, then.
Yeah.
It was on the list, I think we have bumped for this one.
I didn't put that as part of your general plan packet. I didn't understand at the time that there was, I mean, general plan interpretation, that would be good to. General plan amendment, also good to know. So, now you have that.
Have we got any other major zoning and uses and that type of thing that are knocking down our door? Like the storage problem?
I don't think we've had any applications, have we, Amelia, for, we've had some for accessory dwelling, but of course, we just turned them down.
That's, yeah.
If they're not in the, within the main structure, we've had a lot of those, tiny home requests are.
What have we had a lot of?
Sorry.
Yeah, that was, have we resolved the tiny home issue?
Not.
Yeah.
Gotta be.
They never even called me back.
It's in the code. If it's an accessory dwelling, it has to be connected to the house, it has to be on a foundation, has to meet building codes.
Has to have a septic.
Whatever the applicable, yeah, septic approval from the health department, from the fire department.
Put a tiny home container and attach it to your, like, what would you?
No.
The hoops you have to jump through, don't make it.
So the question is, which code is it inspected to? Is it a mobile home, is it actually a structure that can be attached to a home? Those are things we don't know, but that's.
So if they build it by itself, a freestanding on a 5-acre lot.
It's not allowed.
They have to meet all of those other.
Oh, it is allowed.
Well, if you meet all those.
Primary.
Yeah, if there's not already a house.
If there's not already a house.
The small house thing, storage unit home.
Yeah.
As long as it meets our current building codes, is permitted.
Yeah, we don't have a minimum square footage requirement.
She was really just asking, how do we get around that? And we didn't have any answers for it.
No.
That's the answer.
We.
You can't.
We don't want to. So I'm sure the engineering would have to be done, everything else, and, you know, they could do that and have it pre-done, but.
When I spoke with Ryan about it, his main concern was being able to do the building code inspections. If they're building them in a warehouse, we need to be able to go and inspect the work periodically.
Yeah, for electrical, plumbing, all that would have to be.
Four-way.
But what about other prefab homes?
So, depends on what the prefab is, if it's done under the federal, then we're not allowed to change those. Those federal requirements stand. Kip could probably bring in on that, this county got sued over that.
That one is there.
Very thing out to Strawberry, because the roof snow load wasn't as high as what was required. And so when it got to court, the county lost, because federal trumps state and county.
But they had to meet a federal standard.
They met the federal standards, the houses was being built to the federal standard.
But it wasn't, didn't comply with the county standard.
Right. And so they actually lost in court over that.
There's not a federal standard, right, for tiny homes?
If they go through the right channels, there would be. They could build them to the same standards if they wanted to. I'm sure that's expensive, and they don't want to do that.
But.
Did the roof hold up this winter?
I don't know, I haven't heard, I know there were some people hoping it would cave in.
But same thing, if they build to those federal standards, then we'd look at it to see, you know, how it fits.
Yeah, so, kind of a.
So we don't know yet. But we'd need an application to be able to do anything.
Yeah.
Trump, they have building permit. Education.
Okay, next item on the agenda is the planner report.
It's in your packet.
In your packet?
Yep.
It's the very last page, I think, or almost the last page. The last page.
This is your digging that out. Amelia's been in touch with the road cuts we had. They're coming to do the permanent repair on that, so they'll be digging those out and making the permanent asphalt patch that we allowed the temporary on for the, over the winter.
On 3000?
On Mill Road and in Storm Haven. That's hot off the email, right? That's way after this report was printed, but does anybody have any questions on it? Is everything going on in the town? We did receive a request for fiber to go down Ranch Drive, so Pam, that'll be happening over in your neighborhood. They'll be boring.
What's gonna be fibers?
Fiber, they're gonna be boring some conduit down Ranch Drive.
For the school?
For everybody.
Oh, but maybe.
This is our Utah broadband. This is the Utah broadband that we, the town signed a interlocal agreement with them, or what's it called?
Franchise agreement.
Franchise agreement with them.
Yeah, I would imagine that they'd make that available to everyone else on Ranch Drive as it's going down.
Yeah, I'm sure that you'll have that opportunity.
Awesome. Thank you, school, it's one good thing.
Okay, anything else?
When is approximate this summer, anytime they'll start? Do they dig, or they just bore a hole and just shoot it down?
Yeah, they're gonna bore it, pull the conduit under the ground, so.
So there won't be much mess.
She didn't provide us with a date, just what they were doing.
Won't be any mess unless they hit something.
Yeah, well, if that water line, the new water lines is on the one side.
Yeah.
All the gas and electrics on the other side, so there you go.
Gas, electric, and irrigation.
The irrigation is on the east side.
School side. When they built the school, remember, they rerouted that up the side of the school?
Yeah, but it's on the east side and then crosses over. The water pipes are on the east side.
No, there's an eight inch purple line buried on the west side, right up along the school fence, comes all the way up there.
But then it crosses over in front of my house, it's on the east side.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, further up. And then one crosses down across the road there.
Yeah.
The Daniel line. So you have both irrigation companies in that neighborhood.
Yep.
So can you explain the water with state engineer estimate?
So we turned over some water to the state engineer that we was getting converted over to our well from irrigation. And they've required, so far we've required two, is what shares of irrigation to match what culinary use there is in a residential structure. And so the state takes a haircut on that. They take some of that water when you turn it in, the state keeps that. And so we was looking for the state engineer to tell us how much he was gonna keep, so we knew how much to exact when these people are turning in shares. And that's what that's relating to.
So we don't know what that is yet.
We don't. We're working on state time.
Next election.
It could all change.
Yeah, but we will be looking at the town. What happened was everybody used the number two because that's what the state drinking water uses in sizing our system. They say you need this big of a tank and this many lines, and that number is two for residential. Well, everybody just plugged that number in, and that's what they were exacting, was a two. Since everybody's court happy, that's been taken to court, and now each municipality or water service provider will have to do an evaluation of their system and have it defendable in court. So we're in the process of putting all that together to determine how much everybody uses. They talked about it down in St. George. Smith and Hart's fixing was the attorney presenting. And I said, but how does that work? I mean, I had a lot of questions. We're rural, there's fire protection involved in that, that we provide. And is there stock watering? We have bigger yards than most. I mean, apartment, they're not gonna use as much as. And so I think that's why they're doing that, is separating that out to make you take the bullet in the forehead when you get to court, basically. So we'll be doing that evaluation on.
Okay, interesting.
But that's what the state engineer thing is on your report. It's quite complicated, but.
Big hollow.
Big hollow.
Big hollow.
We get to find out this year if the flood maps are accurate or not.
It's coming off slow.
See them right now.
It's coming off slow, though. I thought it'd be way worse.
It's not time yet for it to be bad.
Not me yet.
That's true, but there's a lot going.
Property right below us before Cherchenko's is pretty full.
Yeah.
Of water right now. I mean, all the way through to the stream, I believe.
Yeah, everything runs down Big Hollow and then spreads out over that.
Yeah. Yeah, going up to the water tank, it's coming down out of the canyon, going across the road, out through Calls Field, and then back across the road into Creek. We moved quite a bit of material up there. Topping.
Yeah. I think there's a lot more water on those mountains than I've ever seen.
There is a lot of water, but I'm surprised how much is gone, just disappeared.
I know, I'm curious to see if the flow on the springs comes up. Or if it just still stays the same.
No, it's come up. We were at 127 and it was at 119.
It was this high every year.
So. It was interesting, like, in town as you're driving around, like, making deposits and stuff, CenturyLink, boom, they have all their sandbags. And then when we went again today, then it's down to the county complex. That's the only street that's in town.
What's with the sandbags out on this street?
Same thing. Yeah, that canal comes down right there and then it chokes up.
Yep. Yeah, if they have to use those, Main Street's going to be a little bit difficult.
A week ago today.
Oh, they did? Okay.
Yeah. In fact, they had the road closed.
Oh, there you go.
32 going from Francis to Camas was closed last Wednesday. They had an ice dam form up on the east side of Camas and it saturated and broke and put a big old tidal wave across town.
Yeah, we've had a couple of feet up in a couple of homes in up in
Red Ledges.
Just that side of Red Ledges. A couple of them flooded.
Yeah, I saw on the news about the Red Ledges.
Dang it.
Are we done with the planner report?
Yeah, if you guys don't have any questions, any more questions.
Okay. Let's move to item 5, which is the engineer report.
I have nothing exciting.
Okay.
Just what Eric was mentioning earlier about the road.
All right. Okay. Let's move to
say, did you want to make
item 6.
CMC? Oh.
That's what I was going to ask you.
Hold on.
Okay.
CMC.
CMC Waterline, we did issue that permit. So they are beginning construction. I think you guys are going to meet Friday.
Yeah.
Is that
afternoon.
In conjunction with the
concrete
cement plant, right?
Yes.
Yeah, there's pipes sitting there now, I noticed.
Yeah,
so anyway.
Oh, I did see those pipes too.
I thought I heard a motion for item 6.
You did.
Okay.
So many.
I think you forgot a agenda item, though.
We did, but it's not there, so we'll get it next month.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't catch it either, so we have a copy of the minutes.
And you guys have them.
Yeah, we will.
Thanks, Kim.
I would recommend making any markups before next month.
Yes, please.
While you still remember.
On our last offline planning meeting or whatever we're calling that.
The work meeting?
Work session. Mr. Horner was not here, therefore did not make a motion to adjourn as he's normally accustomed to doing. And Mr. Wild was not here either. I'm pretty sure he didn't motion.
Which is that on the 27th?
Yeah.
Item number 5 to adjourn.
Yeah. So I don't remember who motioned. You can put me down too. Yeah, give him credit.
I don't remember either.
But Bridger and Byron, we're here.
I do that all the time. You guys would be surprised how much your
perhaps my need.
Do we have a second for Kip's motion?
I will second.
Okay.
Okay, call for the vote.
Skinner, yes.
Sanger, yes.
Horner, yes.
McGinn, yes.
Motion carries, meeting's adjourned.
Good stuff.
Hey, we accomplished something, yay, we should be proud.